Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Ajay Gupta. Over a 20-year career in cybersecurity and information technology, Ajay Gupta has seen companies create true competitive advantage from successful management of security and technology initiatives. At the same time, healthcare is burdened with outdated technology infrastructure and inefficiencies, which are often measured in human lives. Ajay decided to take his understanding of technology and implementation to disrupt and innovate healthcare. In launching HSR.health, Ajay leverages the best of tech to transform American healthcare into a system that innovates healthcare delivery, achieving improved quality, lower costs, and health equity. Under Ajay's leadership, HSR.health pivoted to support COVID responses in the U.S. and globally, and through its lessons learned has developed insights into how health risks impact border markets. The company is developing a digital pandemic early warning and response platform to identify and mitigate impact of future pandemics. Well, good afternoon, Ajay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks again for jumping on. And we want to dive into these questions to learn more about your background, obviously, and HSR.health. So, Ajay, you've got quite the career in technology as a risk manager in security, and now you're a healthcare innovator at HSR.health. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for those kind words. I'd like to say that there is no secret, and that's the secret. But that's not really true. I think there are hidden truths that help each of us achieve success in our lives and in our careers. For me, there's one thing that I really have to remind myself all the time. And that's simple. It's believe in myself. And this isn't from any insecurity or anything like that. But too often I see in business where we have a challenge or we have a task that's outside of our area of expertise, and our default reaction is to hire or bring on a consultant or to outsource that. And that, for me at least, doesn't really work. Right? Instead, I need to believe in myself and know that I can push myself to learn, at least understand what that is. Whether it's something relatively simple, like website development, or something more complex, like building artificial intelligence models. I think we need to have the confidence in ourselves to understand what the technology involves, what those processes involve, and know that we could do it. And then if we choose to hire someone, it's a decision made to increase capacity or to bring on more, to reduce our burden of our time, and not necessarily to create the vision behind those things. And that makes a big difference. And I think believing in yourself, pushing yourself, is something that will take everyone far in their career.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And you're absolutely right. At the end of the day, it's about looking inward and knowing that we're capable to take on the challenge of the day or a particular project. So, Ajay, thanks for sharing. Yeah. So, Ajay, as you know, hopefully this pandemic will be lifted in the next few months, at least partially. But everybody's had to shift and pivot and do some crazy things, some out of the ordinary things to rise to the challenge. Can you share with us what you're doing to help your company stay relevant in this economy?
So you're right that all of us have had to shift and pivot, and we certainly have pivoted to support COVID-19. For us, maybe it was a little easier than most because we are a health tech firm. So responding to a health emergency is core to what we do. But we did have a pivot, and we had the real great privilege of in 2019 developing a solution for the emergency response community, FEMA and others who respond to natural disasters like hurricanes. One of the things we learned from that community was that they don't necessarily have information in advance of the healthcare needs of the disaster impacted population. One of the things that our firm does is predict long-term healthcare needs so that we can work with health systems to design their system, the resources they have, the staffing, the locations of their medical facilities, to meet not just today's needs, but needs 50 years into the future as population changes, as climate changes, and those kinds of things. So that was sort of well designed to serve that need for FEMA and the emergency response community. We were able to build for them a geospatial application that predicts a priori the health needs of a disaster impacted population, whether that is a wildfire or hurricane or anything. We did that in 2019, just before we were all struck by this pandemic. So for us to pivot to providing pandemic support was maybe a little easier, as I said, but we have done that and have worked with the WHO and other global health, public health agencies to support really key areas of pandemic response. That is to understand the transmission of COVID-19, to build models to predict who's at risk of mortality or critical cases. In fact, our model is deployed in Africa, where we're really the most accurate model of the impact of COVID-19 on the African continent and the world. And now that we are, as you mentioned, at least we can begin to see what a post-pandemic world might be. We've pivoted again to provide these health risk insights to industry. So we clearly learned in 2020 that businesses globally are impacted by a pandemic in ways that they didn't anticipate. We can provide insights to help them understand what those impacts will be so they can identify and take advantage of those risks. For instance, we're working with airlines, the travel industry, hedge funds to help them understand risk. We're also working with school systems to help them assess the risk of disease transmission on a per classroom basis to help schools return to in-person learning.
That's awesome. I appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, not only, and that's what I love about the podcast is I'm learning about how people not only pivot, shift to survive themselves as an organization, but you're actually doing more above and beyond to help others, other businesses, other people, and helping, mankind. So thank you again. And Ajay, are you leveraging any new or emerging tech in your tech stack? If not, maybe you found a really cool tool or app you could share with us today.
So yes, we are. And obviously that to a great extent, it's due to the fact that a pandemic is a very new situation, a very new scenario. So a lot of the technologies we use, a lot of the applications of our tech stack are brand new. So while we do research extensively into machine learning, deep learning, artificial intelligence, a majority of our data science models are new that we have really built since this pandemic started. I mean, our team has done amazing work in designing new models for things like assessing the risk of disease transmission in an enclosed space. We've also expanded our deployment really of geospatial technologies and capabilities in healthcare. I think that geospatial technologies have grown across the world, across industry over the past 10, 20 years. But healthcare obviously is the industry that is slower to adapt to new technologies coming from outside the industry. This has been an opportunity for geospatial to increase its foothold in that space. We've done a number of things beyond just simply mapping the growth and spread of COVID around the world, which we hope will soon be the regression of COVID around the world. But to use that and overlay various pieces of information that we typically call social and environmental determinants of health, to help understand where new patients are coming from, where the vectors of transmission of disease are, so that authorities and coronavirus task forces around the world can implement measures to help interrupt the transmission of COVID. Those kinds of things. For instance, we've helped various states identify the right locations within communities for vaccine deployment sites that will get the vaccine to the people who most need it and are most going to be helpful in reducing the community's overall risk to COVID.
That's awesome. That, again, just another example of where you all are leveraging some innovative processes, ideas, and technology to assist with this pandemic. So thanks again. And Ajay, last question. Everybody wants to know a little bit more about Ajay Gupta. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in tech or leadership?
Dream. That's my response, Brian. Dream. Tech enables dreams to come true, and leadership shows the way. But that's really the response, right? If you really want to have a great career in technology, I think we need to understand that what technology is building a new future. And what that new future is really anything that we can think of. It's really truly limited only by imagination. I remember as a young kid, and this is true for many, many of my peers. I grew up on Star Trek and Star Wars, right? Those were my guiding principles, right? And that was a great exercise in imagination, right? That we could create those things, that we could go to a computer, say, please give me something, and it would replicate that right away, materialize it out of thin air. That was magic, right? That is magic. And now we have 3D printing technology that does exactly that. But tech enables dreams to come true, and leadership is just, how do we organize all the resources we have, identify what we still need, learn those skills, and make that happen? I hope that's helpful to the audience, because I really think the key is to dream.
Awesome. I love that. No, and you're absolutely right. You know, without our imagination, I mean, look at sci-fi for the last 50 years. I think that has really driven the imagination, driven people to say, you know, I think we can do this. And sure enough, they can. So thanks again, Ajay, for sharing that. And Ajay, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
It was a lot of fun, Brian. Thank you. I'd love to come back on with you anytime.
Bye for now.